Good morning. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Reporter Ben Montgomery was fired by Axios last week. Montgomery is also the co-host of WMNF's The Skinny. On Friday, he talked on the show about being fired by Axios after he replied to a Department of Education email calling it propaganda, not a press release.
The Department of Education has become completely politicized. The Department of Health is now politicized. So it's the spreading of campaign, right? Political campaign. So now you have two branches of government and the press agents who work for those branches of government who are involved in political campaigns and campaigning for Governor Ron DeSantis. And it's my job as a journalist, and I'll die on this hill, I guess. It's my job as a journalist to just call BS when I see that, and that's what I did. And I'll take whatever comes. It's not, I told you before, it's not the first time I've been right in one of these storms, not the first time I've been fired.
That was Ben Montgomery talking Friday on WMNF's The Skinny about being fired last week by Axios. You can hear the full interview on our website, WMNF.org. The Skinny airs every Friday at 11 in the morning on 88.5 FM. On Friday, the Republican-controlled State House passed a measure that would make every Florida student eligible for taxpayer-backed school vouchers. Democrats and other critics slammed the expansion as a coupon for millionaires. House members voted 83-27 along almost straight party lines to pass that bill. The Senate could consider a similar bill as early as this week. It's called SB 202. The proposals have sailed through the legislature, and Governor Ron DeSantis has pledged that he would sign a voucher expansion. The Florida legislature is considering a bill that would help people legally challenge city and county ordinances. WMNF's Chris Young reports the bill was met with opposition from citizens and a coalition of labor unions.
After the Senate passed a similar measure, the House started moving forward Wednesday with House Bill 1515. It allows plaintiffs who challenge ordinances in court to receive up to $50,000 for attorney fees and costs. It also requires local governments to suspend enforcement of ordinances while lawsuits occur. However, some are concerned that the bill gives business owners too much power. One Orlando resident, Charles Colon, stated his concerns in front of a subcommittee.
To just say ordinances entirely is too broad and vague, and it should be amended to reflect the interest of the general public.
Another opponent was Rich Templin. He's a lobbyist for the AFL-CIO, a large labor union coalition.
If one business owner doesn't like the ordinance, they go down, they write a $400 check, and they file suit. The minute that suit is filed, the ordinance is over for the lifetime of the lawsuit.
This bill has been supported by many groups, including the Florida Home Builders Association and Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. The sponsor of the bill, Representative Brackett of Vero Beach, acknowledged the concerns.
I've heard the comments and concerns, and I'm willing to sit down and talk to anybody about this.
The bill was approved in a House subcommittee on Wednesday. For WMNF News, I'm Chris Young.
On Friday, the Florida House passed a bill that would lead to 8-year term limits for county school board members. The Republican-controlled House voted 79-29 along almost straight party lines to approve the bill. There was one defection on either side. Tomorrow, the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee is scheduled to take up the Senate's version of the bill. That version is called SB 1110 and also includes 8-year term limits for county commissioners. Advocates calling for the end of modern-day slavery in the agricultural fields marched 50 miles over 5 days in Florida. They started on the shore of Lake Okeechobee. Eileen Kelly was there as they arrived in Palm Beach.
We're going to make it work. We're going to win.
Close to 500 current and former farm workers, religious leaders, and human rights activists like Carrie Kennedy, the daughter of the late Robert F. Kennedy, marched through the streets of Palm Beach this weekend. You just heard Carrie Kennedy saying, "We will win." She's talking about a long-standing fight the Fair Food Program has waged against Wendy's for refusing to join a movement that could end modern-day slavery in the agricultural fields. The march began in Pahokee Tuesday, where workers just a few years ago were kept at gunpoint and robbed of promised wages. Each day of the march, the number of participants grew, as did the enthusiasm to get Nelson Peltz, the chairman of the board of Wendy's, to join the program. Peltz has a home on the island. Most of Wendy's main competitors like McDonald's, Burger King, and Taco Bell have already joined. The program monitors growing operations to ensure that workers are given water and shade and that women are no longer sexually assaulted in the field. This is the third time farm workers have demonstrated on Palm Beach since 2016. Reporting from Palm Beach, I'm Eileen Kelly.
On Friday, the Florida House passed a package of changes that would make it more difficult for consumers to sue and would help shield businesses and insurance companies from costly lawsuits. House Speaker Paul Renner described the bill as transformative. The Republican-controlled House voted 80 to 31 along almost straight party lines to pass the bill. HB 837 is a top priority of business groups. It touched off a lobbying battle, including opponents such as plaintiffs' attorneys. The Senate is poised to take up the issue after House and Senate negotiators reached agreement on the details. Supporters said the bill was designed to bring balance to a system that has been plagued by excessive litigation. But opponents said the bill would punish injured people who have legitimate claims and that it would only benefit insurance companies. Former President Trump's calls for protests ahead of his anticipated indictment in New York have generated mostly muted reactions from supporters. Even some of his most ardent loyalists are dismissing the idea as a waste of time or a law enforcement trap. The ambivalence raises questions about whether Trump still has the power to mobilize far-right supporters the way he did more than 2 years ago before the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. It also suggests that the hundreds of convictions and long prison sentences that followed the Capitol riot may have dampened the desire for the repeat of mass unrest. Today, it'll be sunny, breezy, and cool with highs in the high 60s. Tonight, clear and cool. Overnight lows will be in the mid-40s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm with highs near 80. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.
This daily digest of news headlines was produced at the studios of WMNF Tampa by Taylor Lovejoy.